Anyway, we've got the tunnel palladium, so...
Yeah, the tunnel palladium, which won't mean a lot to the people out there, but it means a lot to us.
I think that's it.
It was one of the first alternative comedy venues that was set up by accident, really. What actually happened was the Greatly Shown Legs, the Madcap Trio that I was in, had decided somewhere around about 1983 to split up. And
why have you decided to split up?
Just basically was fed up with bumping up and down motorways. Myself and Martin both had steady relationships, steady-ish. there'd been various other members of the Greatly Shown Legs. There's always myself and Martin, so plus various other ones. But what we did every year anyway, we always did what we called the Greatly Shown Legs pub crawl. We did one in the winter around about Christmas time and one in the summer. And this was our Christmas pub crawl, and what we did, we selected four or five local South East London pubs where we're going to give a show for free. Just to keep in with how we started, because at this stage we were going out and doing quite the biggest places, you know, 58 and stuff. But we thought we'd stick with that. And one of these pubs was a pub called the Mitre, which was about 50 yards away from Blackwall Tunnel, which goes under the Thames. And it was a Sunday night. We put the show on, unfortunately we couldn't give it for free because the landlord insisted that as part of his licence he had to charge something to get in, so I think they charged £2 or £3, but it doesn't matter. Anyway, we did the show and there's packed about 300 people in there. And then the very next Sunday I went back, which was after our last performance, and it was a Sunday, and there was a heavy metal band on with about four people in the audience, and I was just friends of the band. So I said, well, last week we were here, and we had 300 people, and what's going on? He said, and so the person who was the rock promoter there, called Steve Black, suggested that I run a comedy club there. Very quickly as well, we started on about the second week in January, I think, 1984. And so I very quickly put it up and made some flyers, and the thing was an instant success as far as numbers were concerned. And on the first week we had a group called Skimp Video, and we were a three-piece then, and after that night they quickly became a two-piece, so you had a row on stage. And then Steve Bowditch, comparing a character called Wilbert, John Hegley, and Ronnie Golden. Anyway, the next week Steve Bowditch couldn't do the compare, but he didn't tell me till the day, so I decided I'll be the compare. And I became the compare of the Tunnel Club from 1984, every Sunday regularly, until about 1989, so 5 years every Sunday. I even flew back down from Edinburgh to do some Sundays. And it was a breeding ground for lots of people like Harry Enfield, Joe Brand, when I was playing there, Nigel Planer, he was already established by then. Phil Call did his first London gig there, and many, many more, who I should think of when I look at my diary.
Started in 83.
I think it must have started in 83. Oh, no, it was 84. It was generally the first Sunday, 1984, in my diary. It says New Year's Day, breathalyzer on way back from Nurse's Party, 39, just under.
And that was the day it started.
Well, it started opening the Tunnel Club. There it is, January 8th, 1984. Ronnie Golden, Skimp Video, and Fiasco Job Job.
Who were they again?
That was Arthur Smith and Phil Nice. Going on to the next week, that was it. Went out to compare it. And then we had John Hagley and the Politicians at Potamosky. £25.
Everyone got £25.
No, John Hagley and the Politicians got £120.
Yeah.
Which is quite a big payment in those days.
It's
the second week. Right. And then the amazing Mr. Smith,
really?
Wild Girls, and JJ Waller.
I mentioned even then here, Mr. Lady, was it?
We'll just see if there's any. Oh, Norman Lovett, Arnold Brown, Nick Webber, and Paul Merton. £30. Paul Merton.
Paul Merton got £30.
Paul Merton got £1,000 on January the 29th, Sunday, January the 29th, 1984. Nigel Planer got £50 on February the 7th. Oh no, it's a telephone, Nigel Planer, sorry.
Anyway,
that's
Was there anyone who would have been perfect for the tunnel who you could never get? I mean, not thanks to Alcra, but someone that actually worked.
Yes, I'd actually say.
Why would he not do it?
He's too big for it then. All that got ripped mail. The only one out of the young ones who did it was Nigel Planer. And he did it in the month that he had a number one hit with Hole in the Shoe. And there were people coming in trying to get him through the windows and all sorts. But the tunnel became known, but I don't know why, for its hard audience. It was like the Glasgow Empire of the South. I think possibly for where it was in the South East London, who don't suffer fools gladly, to say the least. And it got known for its heckling, at which point I can put down my heckling stories, which were just mentioned on the tape. There's Jim Tavray, Noel James, Joe Brand, Tropical Fish.
Tropical Fish?
Tropical Fish, that was a good heckle, which you didn't know before.
What's Tropical Fish?
Oh, there were two double acts whose names got lost in the mist of the time, somehow. And part of that was wearing red Indian headdresses. I started up and I put the headdress on, about to beat the bongos, and then one of the regular heckers was in the audience just shouted out, "Oi, Mountman, you've got a couple of tropical fish on stage."
Yeah. There's a quote somewhere, one of the posters in the creek, how long would Hitler survive the tunnel, Radio 4? Is that true?
It was, yeah, that was on some kaleidoscope nonsense.
So what did they say?
They've been to this famous open spot. The main department heckling was a thing called the open spot, which is where people are trying out material or perhaps haven't been on stage before or whatever, and it's never fails to amaze me how many people are keen to do this. I still get to this day about at least 10 calls a week for people coming out. Which Madame Poulet on the that won't say, I'll just say that and it'll link up. And you get all sorts of Jimbo was another one.
Is there a tunnel to the tunnel?
He didn't do the tunnel, but this is a new place.
What was the best open spot of the tunnel?
Well, the best or worst. So the best open spot was Phil Cole.
And was that his first time?
Yeah, it was his first, not his first actual London gig, because he lost his London clubs, but it was his first alternative London gig. And it was from there that he got discovered and got his TV series and went on to where he's become today. The worst, I think, was the tap dance in Swede.
What was that at?
He was Swedish and he had the most piercing blue eyes I've ever seen. And he decided he'd had a tap dance in that, but unfortunately the stage at the tunnel was fully carpeted. It's about the only place it was. And so he's come on and he's got the tails on and the whole thing is immaculate. And we've got this backing table to tap, to tap. And he started tapping, of course, no one could hear him, and he's doing all the smiling things. Within there, they just sort of shout, "Cab for the Swede," and all this sort of thing. And he went up. And to this day, people still shout out when another act who's going down particularly badly, "Bring back the Swede."